Does pigeon racing have a future in Southeast Michigan? The question may startle those who didn't realize pigeons are a thing in the Metro Detroit area. Immigrants from Belgium came to Detroit and brought their national passion of pigeon racing with them, and it spread from there. These days, Detroit area pigeon racers are struggling to keep their sport flying, as Metro Times writer Michael Jackman has discovered. Good to have you back on Stateside, Michael.
Nice to be back.
How far back does pigeon racing go in Southeast Michigan?
It's something that was, as you say, brought over by the Belgians, and I think that wave of immigration crested in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. I don't know, it's quite possible it was done before, but right around, I would say, 1900, 1910, you have all the pieces in place. You have, you know, cheap trucking and railroad transport to take the pigeons out, and the technology to clock them in as they come in again.
So what would we say was its heyday?
Oh, probably the 1920s through the 1960s, I imagine.
Yeah, with clubs and people keeping pigeons in their backyard. And I got the clear idea in your story that more so with other sports, pigeon racing was a community endeavor. How so?
Well, it would be impossible for someone to just try to, you know, do that kind of sport on their own. It really takes a community of people who are interested in creating that kind of community center out of which people can pool their resources. In the 1940s, one of the pigeon racers I talked to, who will turn 90 in December, remembers that there were eight different families keeping pigeons on his stretch of Harper Avenue. You know, I think we forget today that Cadieu Café, the old Belgian bar, was a pigeon racing center. And even, the Old Tavern on the east side, that was the Union Homing Club until 1959. It takes a sort of a community to come together, you know, to purchase its own club, to have its own trucks, to have everything necessary to compete on that level.
You tell us in your story for Metro Times, Michael, that pigeon racing has been in sharp decline for about 50 years now. What are the factors leading to that?
Well, I think that part of it is that in the old days, this was a pastime for people who didn't have modern entertainments. They didn't have television, certainly not not today's many distractions that amuse us. It was sort of a sport for a rather hard scrabble set of people who, you know, keeping pigeons is not an expensive thing. I also think that part of it is that it's transferred from father to son. Unlike many other sports, it's almost exclusively male. And if you're into pigeon racing at all, it's usually because your father was as well. You know, you figure that it really thrived in these tight-knit sort of white ethnic communities of old Detroit 50 and 60 years ago. And, you know, with sprawl and deconcentration, some people today who still do the sport have to drive an hour or more to get to the clubhouse. It was easier to do in the old days, and today there are some impediments, as well as the fact that maybe younger people would rather be snowboarding or surfing than cleaning pigeon waste out of a loft.
Absolutely. And kind of tied in with that, I kind of have to imagine a lot of the modern subdivisions and neighborhoods wouldn't be particularly charmed with people who keep pigeons in the backyard.
Right. There probably are all sorts of restrictions, especially in some of the private communities. I guess we associate the pigeon loft with something more along the lines of like hanging your laundry out to dry. It has sort of class connotations that may not delight people.
And now the worries about bird flu.
Oh, and that was another thing I found. Here I set out for 6 months to cover the pigeon racing scene, and I did it right in the center of an outbreak of avian flu that has resulted in the destruction of an estimated 50 million birds in Indiana alone, a ban on all commingling of birds, even in the air, and it's effectively grounded the pigeon racing scene in southeastern Michigan and several areas where there are restrictions in place along the Mississippi Flyway.
So there are no races to watch after you spent this time putting it together. But your story really brought an interesting light on the group of people that really hold a clear sign of promise for Metro Detroit's pigeon racing scene, and that's the Mexican community.
That's right. If you have spent any time in Mexican Town or Southwest Detroit, you realize that the local delicacy is the Taco Al Pastor, and that's because it's the specialty of Jalisco, a state in western Mexico, which is also one of the great centers of pigeon racing in that country. In fact, they have some of the very best derbies there, and people who come from that area are much more likely to have had contact with the sport than anybody else in Metro Detroit.
Yeah, you were saying in your piece for Metro Times that if you're from Jalisco, probably pigeon racing is as popular and common there as basketball or hockey might be here.
In fact, I spoke to Efrain Zamudio, who is the founder of the Mexican Union Club, which he founded out of his garage on Rademacher Street in southwest Detroit with about a dozen flyers. And I think that it harks back to sort of the old ethnic white roots of pigeon racing 60 or 70 years ago. These are people who are living in tight-knit neighborhoods where they know each other. They have the resources to pool, and they really seem to love the sport. And whereas some of the more established and older clubs are really vying for the prizes, these guys seem to be more oriented toward the trophy for bragging rights among their friends. There's something about their love of the animals that that really touched me, actually, talking to them about how they try to make the perfect home for the birds to ensure the birds will race home.
And as you talk to, like, you talk to this wonderful gentleman, Jack Schmelzer, as you say, he will be 90 in December, and his father was a flyer, and Jack and his brothers did it. What did you hear from these people who keep and race pigeons? What's so special about it to them?
Well, aside from, you know, the fondness factor of something that we're introduced to when we're very young, I think maybe there aren't many sports that are so masculine, that are so much about nurturing. It really struck me that even the language of pigeon racing, the way that the birds are described, there's a certain affection. You don't just call a bird a red or a black. You call it a three-bar blue or a brick red or a strawberry grizzle with a splash of white. It's almost like poetry.
It is. And I love the way you ended your piece for Metro Times by getting the thoughts of the gentleman from Jalisco, from Efrain Zamudio, about what it's like to come home after a stressful day and go out to the coop.
Indeed. There's a therapeutic element to being able to sort of have a sanctuary in one's backyard, to sort of commune with animals, to speak softly or whistle to your birds. There's something undeniable about seeing Zamudio walk into his coop in his backyard and open the door wide and not one bird flies out. I mean, that's some pretty deep trust and affection there.
Michael Jackman's look at pigeon racing in Detroit can be found in the Metro Times. Very interesting piece, Michael. I'm really glad we could talk to you about it on Stateside.
Thank you.